creepy and they're kooky. Mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky.
All right, well, that's the song, which means it's probably about time to start the Wild Things show. I'm your host, Josh, and sitting here with my other host, Robert. How you doing, other host, Robert?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing just fantastic, and I'm a tiny bit scared today.
Why is that?
Well, we're talking about scary, scary things today.
Don't we usually?
Well, we often. Often. Okay.
It's scary to most people.
Yeah. I don't find them scary at all, actually. I think they're awesome. Despite having been stung by one pretty badly when I was a child and being fairly convinced that I was going to die for about 2 hours because it really, really hurt.
It burns a lot, doesn't it?
But I learned not to let them sting me anymore, and now I don't have a problem with scorpions.
There you go.
So, kind of one of those scary, creepy things that most people would just rather avoid. But again, the kind of thing that you and I, and hopefully a couple other people anyway, find fascinating.
Oh, absolutely.
Why though? Why? Scorpions? Really? Why?
Oh, well, they're cool.
You don't have any better answer than that? They're cool?
Not really.
No, there really isn't a better answer.
Basically, it's a venomous crawdad that lives on dry land.
We should call them that. Venomous land crawdads, instead of calling them scorpions, and see how people react.
Right. Might be.
Now, you had the advantage of growing up in a desert where scorpions are all over the place. You know, for me, scorpions were a very occasional thing, and the one that stung me actually entered our house when I was a kid and was underneath a flip-flop. And I picked up the flip-flops so that I could knock the sand off of them before I put them on. And the scorpion that was hiding underneath one of the flip-flops got me in the thumb.
Yeah.
It was fire.
Instantly.
Man, did that suck.
Yeah.
I do not want to appreciate that part of the scorpion. And I do not want to have that experience again.
That's with anything venomous. It's brutal.
It really was. But despite that, you know, you're right. They're cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it.
The funniest part is where I grew up out there, it's actually, they've become a lot more prolific in the urban areas now.
Well, yeah.
Like the old neighborhood where I grew up at, literally go hunting for them, you could work all night long and find a couple. Now it's nothing to find sometimes 40 or 50 in one yard.
Well, in the desert, what you really did out there was make good scorpion habitat much, much better by introducing more water to it.
Right. Yeah. But these were neighborhoods that were literally like 40 years old that are now like plagued with them.
A plague of scorpions.
That's the strangest part about out there. It's, you know, basically you've got a lot of these communities in the Southwest that are building and encroaching like anything else. We're going in and destroying all this habitat. So these animals are having to kind of learn to live with us, and scorpions are very good at adapting into the urban areas. But these neighborhoods 40 years ago hardly had any, and now there's like serious problems.
So do you think it's water, or do you think it's something else?
Yeah, I think water is a huge part of it, but I also think that the abundance of food, you know, basically when you have people, you're going to have a lot of other insects that are going to come along with that, which are some that I'm personally not a big fan of, like cockroaches.
Oh, scorpions love cockroaches.
And crickets.
Oh, scorpions love crickets even more.
You know, so you're talking two major food sources for them are so readily available, and nobody really sprayed out there for any insects because we don't have fire ants. You know, the cockroaches were at a minimum, so you didn't have lots of them in your house where you thought you had to spray all the time. You could put out just a couple, you know, the boric acid here and there under your cabinets where you thought some might come along. But the yards never got sprayed because you didn't have all these other crazy critters. You know, so crickets were fine. Nobody was concerned about crickets. So I think the scorpions have just found an ideal habitat.
Well, and what eats a scorpion?
Let's see, some snakes.
Right, which people tend to kill snakes. So
out west, roadrunners.
Roadrunners. You got many roadrunners in the neighborhoods out there in Arizona?
Not as many as you'd think.
So you take away some scorpion predators, you add a ready source of water for them. That water and the added food in the environment produces a steady stream of scorpion munchies. So what's so surprising about the fact that there's scorpions all over the place out there now?
Not so much anymore.
Right. Now, here in Florida, which is where you live now and where I live, we don't have as many scorpions as you're going to find out there in Arizona.
No.
But we do have some scorpions here.
Yes.
And a couple of different species.
Yeah.
Now, the scorpion that stung me is a little yellow bark scorpion, and that thing was nasty.
Right. Not nearly as venomous as some of the other bark scorpions that are found out west.
Which is very fortunate.
Yes.
Because, you know, if it had been one of those really bad ones, you know, those scorpions occasionally do kill people.
Absolutely. They're you know, the best way to describe scorpions is that they are very similar to a lot of your different bees, wasps, and hornets. Some of them have a lot more zip to them than others.
Absolutely. You know, I can get bitten by a fire ant, which, you know, that's in that bee and wasp's family. They still sting like one. They still have the same type of venom. And I might not even really notice that I've been stung by a fire ant. If I get stung by three or four, then I'm probably going to notice fairly quickly.
Right.
But if I get stung by a paper wasp, I'm going to know it right now.
Right now. Absolutely. I'm
and
the same way.
Paper wasps aren't even really that bad. There are much worse ones here in Florida.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about those today. We're talking about scorpions.
Just gives people an idea on what to expect, because
if they weren't freaked out enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's freak them out with the wasps and the bees and stuff. So let's talk about scorpions and how to find these things. How to find out, number one, if you have scorpions living in your neighborhood, which, spoiler alert, you do, and how to deal with having scorpions living in the area. First of all, scorpions being nocturnal, being the kind of animals that hide in little cracks and crevices and under things when it's light out, you don't usually know that you have scorpions around.
Right. You'll almost never know you got them unless you actually really put the effort in to look for them.
So let's talk about how to go look for them and how to make it actually a lot easier than a lot of people would think that it would be, because it only takes one neat trick.
Yeah, what's it cost, about $12?
Probably less than that on Amazon.
Well, for a cheap garbage one that hardly works.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, if you just want to see if you have any of these things around. Now, for you or I, who might want to go out and look for scorpions again, maybe spend $20-$25 and get a nicer one.
Yeah, I spent $20 on mine.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad.
Ew. I've actually got a little bit better one than I spent.
You going to tell them what it is?
No, that's you, because you were... Me going out with you, you've gotten to teach me so much stuff in the last several years about animals, but that was one thing that I got to teach you and
yes,
share with
this
you.
This was your
and
trick.
It was a really cool thing. It wasn't my trick. I just knew how to do it.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, it was your trick. You came up with it. This is your invention.
Yeah, not a chance.
To make a scorpion go from being something that is very dull-colored and well-camouflaged...
Invisible.
Pretty much. To something that you can see from probably 30 feet away, even if you don't have the greatest eyesight, all you need is a UV flashlight.
A black light.
And you paint the area with the black light, and you look, and you look, and you look, and you think, well, there's no scorpions here, and then all of a sudden... What is that bright blue glowing crawdad over there on land? Oh, wait a minute. There aren't any crawdads on land. That's a scorpion.
Yep.
And there he is.
Yep.
And he's just hanging out. And he doesn't even care that you've got the black light on him, because he doesn't really see it. He doesn't know that he's all lit up.
No.
So there he is, just scuttling along or sitting there doing his scorpion thing, completely unaware that you've just gone totally NSA on him and can see everything that he does.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It really is. And you know, it works so well, you would not even believe.
Oh, it's scary how well it works. I mean, it's just picture setting a glow stick out in the middle of a black driveway and standing back and looking. There it is.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, and certain species are different as far as their glow, but they glow, stand out. Some are bluish in color, some are more yellowish in color, and some are more green in color, but it's still definitely a glow-in-the-dark color that just stands right out.
And when you're going out looking for scorpions in places, I just gave you a hint a couple minutes ago about how scorpions like to squeeze into crevices. That's really their favorite place to hide. They will hide under things if they have no other choice, but if they can get in between two things, that is really where they like to be. It's not uncommon to have scorpions show up in door jam areas because they squeeze themselves between the door and the jam. Sometimes in window areas, and around here, if you want to go look for scorpions with your UV light at night, one of the best places that you can go look is around places where there's big, hard, rocky things that have cracks in them. And you might not think that there's a lot of those around. Well, really, there are when you start thinking about things like bridges and piers and places like that.
Rock jetties,
all kinds of scorpions in those kinds of places. You know, scorpions are much more fond of the beach than I would have believed.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising. That's very surprising because that's where we found the ones for you that night.
On a very high-end, posh barrier island, whose name we probably shouldn't mention because if people knew there were scorpions on Boca Grande, they probably wouldn't want to go out there.
Yeah, probably not.
So we'll have to keep that hush-hush and not tell people where those animals were. The other thing I found out about those after doing a little bit of research is that, and we didn't try this, we should go back and do it again, the seaweed out there on the beach, that it's not that uncommon for scorpions to hang out underneath that because
really?
It's a hunting location for them. They pick up a lot of the different kinds of things, the insects that are on the beach. That's one of the most common places for insects to be.
Right. Be a good place for the other insects to hide. So, yeah, that makes sense.
They don't tend to stay in there during daylight hours. They're only going in there when they're actively hunting. So if you're out there on the beach at night, watch out for seaweed that's been thrown up on the shore.
Right.
Who would have guessed?
That's pretty cool. I like it.
Now, you might want to have a white flashlight with you.
Oh, absolutely. You should have one anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it comes in handy when you're out there in the dark.
Yeah.
And if you intend to do anything about handling these scorpions, well, let's talk about that first, because you need to know what you're doing, first of all, before you go around willy-nilly picking up a scorpion. And then after you've picked it up, you need to have a plan for what you're doing with it then. So let's talk about actually getting the thing captured. Methods that are recommended?
There's so many different ways to do it. It just depends on the scenario. I mean, if they're out in the open on a flat surface, honestly, I found one of the easiest ways is like a heavy index card to actually kind of scoop them up and to kind of help scoop them up into like a little deli cup, like a little deli cup that you would get at the deli at the grocery store.
Right. And if an index card is too small for you, what works really well is a kid's folder, a three-hole punch folder. The cover from a spiral notebook works really well.
That would work real well.
Yeah, and that way you don't have to get quite as close as you do with it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah, but they don't always hang out on flat, smooth surfaces.
No. You know,
if they're on the sand of the beach, super easy to catch. But if they're around those rock jetties or in your house in a door jam or something like that, it can be a lot trickier to manipulate them out.
Well, especially if you have to literally get him out from between those things. You know, scorpions have that very flat body shape for a reason, and it's to stay hidden in their crack or crevice where they're going to be. So getting him to come out is going to be problematic, and once you get him to come out, he's probably on the defensive.
Yeah. Yeah, his tail's up. He's ready to hammer you.
So what do you do?
Depends on the size of the animal and how gutsy you are, but honestly, the safest real way to do it is just like with a pair of long hemostats and grab them gently by their tail and lift them up to put them into a deli cup.
Gently by the tail.
Very gently by the tail.
Keyword.
And they're going to pull up and try to bite it and pinch it with their claws. They're going to be trying to stab with their tail the whole time, but you got to just be very gentle with them. And I try to have the deli cup right there really close so that way when I grab a hold of them, I can set them in it real quick and I don't want to drop them in it. you know, because there's a problem with any exoskeleton animal, right?
Yeah, yeah, you can do some damage to them.
Yeah, you can pretty much kill them. I mean, an animal, you know, a scorpion or a tarantula for that matter, dropping from just 6-8 inches when they're not ready for it can actually internally damage them to the point where they will die within a few hours.
Which, you know, some of you may not be boo-hooing about that, but, you know, we're not here to talk about killing these animals.
No.
I mean, certainly we understand if you have scorpions that are invading into your house that you need to get rid of, that you might not be too terribly sad if one dies on the way out. But, you know, just like with all the wild things that we talk about, we don't really advocate the killing for no good reason.
No, not at all.
If you're going to kill something, I mean, have a good reason for it, and wanting it to get out of your house, not really a good reason to kill it.
No. If you've got children, you're allergic, I mean, there's understandable reasons, but still, remember, we moved into their home.
Yes, we did, in large numbers.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, I used to collect them, actually, for a guy who was actually milking them. You know, I collect several different species of them for a guy, and he was actually milking them to make anti-venom out of, and they actually use their venom for some medicinal purposes that probably aren't even around anymore. Who knows, they probably still do use some kind of venom from scorpions in some type of medication that is over the counter or prescribed.
Yeah, and they might. You know, the thing about most poisons is that in small doses, a lot of them are medicines.
Absolutely.
So scorpion venom, I'm sure it's no different.
But, you know, most of the time when I'm catching them, it's usually either to remove them from somebody's place and relocate them, or just to get them out just simply for my own fascination to take a couple photographs and then let them go back where I caught them at.
Yeah, and if you want to take some photographs of these scorpions, just take my advice and have your UV light handy. You know, take a photo with the white light and then take a photo with the UV light. And
back to back.
Yeah, you get those two photos with the scorpion in the same position, and you show people the photo of the scorpion, you know, just your regular white light photo. And if it's a photo, especially if it's in an area where that animal is partly camouflaged, where they may not recognize immediately that there's a scorpion sitting there, you can show them a photo and it's like, well, this photo isn't really of anything. And then you swipe over and bam, there's the scorpion glowing like he's radioactive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It really is. So we talked a little bit about scorpion venom. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is, and remember, this is a generalized rule. It is not a written in stone rule. But you can tell a lot about the venom of a scorpion by the appearance of the animal.
Yeah.
So if you were going out scorpion hunting and you're in an area that you're not familiar with, in fact, let's go to a totally different continent. Let's go over to the Gobi Desert in Mongolia.
Oh, yeah.
And let's go
Great.
Scorpion hunting there. Now, you come across two scorpions underneath a rock, and one of the scorpions is about 1.25 inches long, and it looks very fragile. It's got a small, narrow claws, and it's just a little thing, a little spindly scorpion. And then next to it, you've got a big, black, 3.5-inch, monstrous-looking scorpion with these huge, mega claws that look like they came off a little lobster, and he just looks like he's ready to tear you apart. And I tell you, Robert, you have to pick up one of these scorpions barehanded. Which one are you going to pick up barehanded?
Because of my own personal experience of knowing a little bit, I'm going for the bigger one.
Absolutely, you go for the bigger one.
I'm definitely going for the bigger one.
No question, because that little one is probably going to kill you.
Probably so.
If you see a scorpion and it looks like it's underarmed, if it's got little spindly, stinky little claws that don't look like they can do anything, then it probably has a much better weapon. And
yes,
it doesn't need those big rip things apart claws. It
right.
doesn't need big size to be intimidating.
Exactly.
You know? But you go to that scorpion that has had to grow larger and has the big muscular claws for tearing things apart, that animal probably does not have a real potent venom.
What is that? Big things come in small packages? Is that the saying of how that goes kind of thing?
I think you just came up with it, but yeah, why not?
I mean, that basically amounts to a scorpion.
It really does.
I mean, the smaller, more delicate, definitely the more brutal it's going to be if you get hammered.
And if you go look at the scorpions that are being sold on the exotic pet trade, you'll see exactly that. That emperor scorpion that is very, very popular as a pet is basically the animal I just described. Big black scary scorpion, big heavy claws, looks like it's just going to annihilate you if you get anywhere near it. But really, they're very calm, they're very docile, and if you do get stung, the venom is, I mean, it's not nothing, but it's certainly not going to kill you. It's not likely to put you in the hospital. More than likely, you're going to say, ow, and your thumb is going to sting for an hour, and that's going to be about it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and I don't know what the rough number is, but I'll bet you it's pretty close to the same as people who are allergic to bees.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not looked that one up. But I would say that's probably fairly accurate. Yeah. You know, not many people die from scorpion stings. No. Really, they don't.
No, not at all.
But on the other hand, a lot of the people who do die from scorpion stings in other parts of the world maybe don't get recorded very well.
Right.
So just like with venomous snake bites, you know, here in the U.S., not really a big deal. If you do get tagged by a venomous snake, your chances of getting good medical care and surviving are really, truly excellent. In other parts of the world, maybe not so much. Yeah. So if you're going to play with scorpions,
even if they got good anti-venom, you might be several hours away from the nearest facility.
Yeah. So if you want to play with scorpions, yeah, Robert goes to Costa Rica where he plays with all kinds of dangerous things, and we say little prayers for him every time he leaves. And so far it's been working. He comes back every time intact. Yeah. But we'll see one of these days. Yeah, you know, we should talk about Costa Rica at some point.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, maybe not this show, because this show is going to be wrapping up here in a couple minutes. Yeah. But
I caught scorpions down there, though, with it. I took that and showed the guides actually how to use it to look for scorpions.
And
they were thrilled.
I bet they were.
That's why I had to buy a new flashlight that last trip.
Because they kept it?
Yeah, I let them have it.
Yeah, it's a really neat thing. And, you know, just this is a fun thing to go out and do with your kids. You know, if you've got kids who are crazy about wild things like Robert and I were when we were kids, and how did your mom react to that? Did she try to encourage that? Did she have any interest in it?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, no. Mine either.
Mine actually threw me out of the house because I brought a couple home for pets when I was just out of high school. You know, you're not living in the basement, get out.
Yeah, and my mom had no idea how to react to my fascination with this kind of stuff, so she's just, I don't know what to do, I really don't. But if you've got kids that are interested in this kind of stuff, you know, the kind of kids that will go and pick up a big grasshopper and show it to you, or point out the beetle crawling along the sidewalk, that kind of stuff, then this is a cool thing that you could do with them that they would probably really, really enjoy. And you get to be the really cool one for showing them this nifty trick that just takes a UV flashlight.
Yeah, my sister's children are not real big into the outdoors, so to speak, but she takes them out and they love going out looking for scorpions, and they actually do night hikes with a park ranger that does teaching on some very easy trails on one of the local mountain parks.
Because why not? It's awesome.
They go out there all the time for it.
It really is awesome.
It's good stuff.
I need to go out to the desert, do some scorpion hunting at some point.
One of these days, I'll break you away. Let's go.
Yeah.
You just tell me when. I'll be ready long before you will be, so you got to make that decision.
For now, we'll just keep looking at our local scorpions. And, you know, I don't know how many species we have here, but I only know of the two that I can come up with.
Wasn't it only two that we found when we were trying to figure out the species that we had found?
Maybe. I mean, there's the small one.
I think there was a third one, like way up, like right on the Georgia border or something like that.
There's a third one that you get in deep central Florida.
Oh, okay.
That is also small and yellow. But small yellow bark scorpion and a big brown bark scorpion, they're both bark scorpions.
Right.
And going by our rule of scorpions, if you're going to get stung by one or the other, preferably get stung by the bigger one.
Yes.
You know, I've found records.
Preferably don't get stung.
Yeah, don't get stung at all. I said if you're going to get stung.
I know.
So I've actually been able to find records of people being killed by the yellow bark scorpions. The big brown bark scorpions, I cannot find any records of that. Although if you look at some Caribbean records, there are some people who are iffy.
Right.
So maybe not, but probably not. Hey, look, here's the thing. Don't touch the scorpions, okay? Scorpions are cool to look at. Don't handle them. You'll be much better off that way.
Right.
We are out of time. We got to play the thing. Robert, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Love you, but I wanna know for sure.